Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'd like a hot dog all the way, please.
Coming up. Here you go.
Thank you. Ew. What is this?
That's a corn-based hot dog flavored tube-shaped thing. It's almost good. That'll be $4.50.
You know what? No thanks.
If almost good enough isn't good enough for you, why would it be good enough for your pet? Add Kennel Kelp to your furry friend's diet. Sprinkled on your pet's food, Kennel Kelp helps with arthritis pain and stiff joints. It can also reduce shedding, fill in missing areas, and improve their looks. Healthy pets show even more energy and have better attitudes. See results in 4 to 8 weeks. The good news is, Kennel Kelp isn't just for pets. It's good for you, too. Sprinkle it on your cereal, or use it instead of table salt when seasoning your food. Kennel Kelp is the holistic care solution for pets and their people. Safe for dogs, cats, birds, cows, chickens, reptiles, almost anything that walks, flies, or slithers. It's a holistic health solution for humans, too. To learn about their many products, visit KennelKelp.com. Get Kennel Kelp for a happier, healthier life.
Well, hello, and welcome back to another edition of the BH Sales Holistic Healing Hour with your host and moderator and me, Grandpa Bill. Welcome, one and all. Some of you, by our invitation, where applicable, my two church mice, Peter and Paul. We're here daily, ubiquitous audience, one and all. However you got here, continue to do so. We are growing exponentially with your help in doing so. Continue paying it forward. We do 3 audio versions of the show. It's now in my 6th year. My YouTube offering is Bill Holt at Bill Holt 8792. Give us a thumbs up, like us, share us, subscribe. We're applicable. We have daily interactive polls. Much like today, which we're scheduled for about 45 minutes today, and this may be abbreviated. I'm waiting for call-in guest Chris Burris on a reschedule, and we may have crossed wires, perhaps him thinking I was going to do this on a Zoom platform. And if that doesn't happen within the 10 or 15 minutes, which we will give him time to call in, that's probably what may have transpired. So for those of you listening in that have had a chance to listen to, I've done a couple of archival shows about Chris. Actually, he was scheduled to be with myself last week, and he has some scheduling conflicts on his side. So what I'm going to do is segue right in, watch the monitor, and if he does happen to call in, we'll segue and have him and introduce himself. We have a set of questions for him and so forth. So in the description, as it said, hey, everybody, welcome. Today, Grandpa Bill is welcoming in my studio guest here on the Blog Talk Radio Show. We'll be discussing how Chris Burris, B-U-R-R-E-S, got to interview Uncovering the Secrets to Longevity Summit, such participants as Dr. Stephen Gundry, Dave Asprey, Ben Greenfield, Sergey Young, and 51 others also. So when he gets here to do so, we frame some questions based on himself. Suggestions, I love them all. He'll tell us about the molecule that ultimately did lead to himself deciding to write his book. And another question is, what was the mechanism of action for the Y-star or Wistar, spelled W-I-S-T-A-R, rats to live 90% longer? Sometimes it is hard to describe how exciting it is to start a company. Do you have a story from the book that expresses that level of excitement? That's another question. And here's another one. Why are you so surprised to be the author of a longevity book? Another question. How long do you believe that humans can live and why? More questions. Why did you decide to put together a longevity summit? How do you see longevity and biohacking being intertwined? And who were the biggest names and what did they have to say about longevity? What were some of the biggest surprises from the longevity summit? What is the biggest limiting factor for living longer that came out of the summit? His book is entitled Live Longer and Better. The website for that is www.livelongerandbetterbook.com. It's also available on Amazon. And the website address for the summit itself is Secrets to Longevity by healthmeans.com. Let you all navigate that directly. And I think my assumption, even though you know how that saying gets us all in trouble, I think we may have had a miscommunication on him thinking I may perhaps be on Zoom with himself right now. But we indeed were to be here. No big deal. No worries. We'll get this done. I think I'm going to cut it short here. Sorry, everyone. But do chime in with the Prelude shows. And what I will do for you here while we got you is I'll repeat his bio. And his website is www.sesres.com/author Chris Burris. Reading verbatim, SES Research, Chris Burris is a research engineer and scientist whose primary mission is to help people live longer, healthier, pain-free lives. Burris has a diverse background in the field of inventions, manufacturing, and internet technology, with a BS in mechanical engineering, minors in computer science and math from the University of Houston. Burris is a co-inventor of patents related to the use of explosives in downhole oil well drilling, a co-inventor of the most efficient fullerene manufacturing equipment in use since 1991, and co-owner of a company that manufactures a unique product containing a Nobel Prize-winning molecule that has been shown to extend the lifespan of the test subjects by 90%. When Chris does get here to do so, we'll work this out. He'll expand upon the molecule. I'm going to segue into his bio here. Chris Burris' biography. In 1991, Burris co-founded SES Research, the first company to deliver commercial quantities of carbon nanomaterials. In 2012, his company provided the raw ingredient ESS60 to a group of researchers, which ultimately led to the longest longevity experiment known to man. In the now famous study referred to as 2012 Paris Beati, I believe, spelt B-A-A-T-I study, using my quotation fingers in studio, the test subjects were rats that lived 90% longer than the control group, and unlike the control group, none of them died with tumors. This Nobel Prize-winning molecule began to quickly produce tens of thousands of testimonials from users and inspired Burris to fulfill his mission to help others to live pain-free, healthy lives, or as he likes to say, live beyond the norms. He has made a conscious choice to increase awareness of this product throughout the United States and beyond in effort to expand the knowledge around this company, his company. He is currently working with Oura, O-U-R-A, O-U-R-A Ring, and they are jointly conducting studies to verify the positive impact of the My Vital C formulation has on sleep, as already reported by many of the formulation users. Burris' interest in health as well as safety extends to technology. He co-wrote the healthcare app that Harvard Medical School declared to be the most accurate online system checker available. And he wrote the software program for a manufacturing plant that provides a solution to the aging 2.4 million miles of pipeline, which is rapidly approaching its viable lifespan and possesses severe threats or poses severe threats to our safety. Burroughs is the co-inventor of a number of patents, including patents related to novel applications of explosives used in the production of oil and gas, patent, and again on his parent website, sesres.com. You can find all of those links. Burris is a charismatic and engaging presenter and speaker. He is the co-host of the most popular SEO podcast on iTunes with over 4 million downloads since 2009, and he performed on stage as a professional improv artist for 5 years, entertaining audiences weekly at Third Coast Comedy in Houston, Texas. He has also been playing soccer for over 25 years. He played semi-professional soccer and was the player coach for the University of Houston soccer team. Burris is also co-founder of eWeb Results, one of the largest digital marketing agencies in the fourth largest city in the United States, Houston, Texas. So Okay, I believe he is in hold, and I'm going to see if he can hear us here. Hello, Chris, can you hear us?
I can. Can you hear me?
I can, and you maybe possibly heard me already do your bio, and if you didn't, that's exactly what I just did maybe 2 seconds ago. So, Chris, welcome, and I'm going to let you segue right in, and welcome. I'm so happy that you're here today.
Well, Bill, we've had a lot of back and forth to try and get me coordinated, and then traffic tried to put another hindrance on that, but you got my longer bio, and that bought me the time to arrive here and to join you.
Let me just interject real quickly, not to interrupt you, which I just did. My apologies. But
oh, I like it. No, this is good.
Listen, you for sure, with your credentials and background behind the mic, with protecting the innocent, whoever that is, you've been on both sides of that proverbial desk, and I think it's a thing called life, Chris.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. It gets in the way, and it facilitates, and then it gets in the way, and it facilitates. It's it's a great ebb and flow.
And as the old adage goes, good things come to those that wait. So here you are, and I'll let you go right for it, Chris. Welcome.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here. Just a couple of updates. The digital marketing agency, the name has changed. It's still the same company, but it's now EWR Digital. Stepped down from the post of co-host of that podcast just at the about middle of last year to focus on My Vital C. And then we were working with an Aura Ring consultant. His name's Benjamin Smurr, Dr. Benjamin Smurr, but not with Aura Ring directly. So I just want to make sure that we've got some of those nuances accurate
Thank you. Continue.
Yeah. So, I don't know if you have any questions, if you want to steer this a particular way, I could start from, you know, I was born in Alabama without a banjo on my knee.
I love that. And that was one of the things I love so much about your bio. Obviously, the academia and what you're doing, I admire all of it. I like to think I'm kind of a frustrated comic. I love humor. So I love that. But what I did think, you know, I want you to take it away. You're my guest, and I think we're pretty cool on having you back as long as you have the comfort zone to do so, because there's no way in heck we could ever fit this in 45 minutes. It's too broad of a subject. So I loved all of your questions. If you want to go for those, I thought maybe I'd let you go. Listen to me, let you go. I thought it might be best to let you go unfettered for maybe 15, 20 minutes in whatever direction you take it. I'm going to kind of follow your lead because I do want you to talk about the summit for sure. And your book. In your book. So I'm going to let you kind of go for it.
Well, let's start in a fun place, right? If you're kind of I don't remember the phrase you used, but if you're a comic or a frustrated comic, maybe that's what you said. I certainly have that. There's been a number of nights where I've perfected a comedy routine in my head. It's not written down, and I can't remember any of those comedy routines. But just trust me, I was absolutely brilliant and hilarious and insightful in those comedy routines I made.
I'm a legend in my own mind, but that's another story.
Us both, you know, I'll support you. You support me. We're both legends to each other.
Sounds like a deal. Continue, Chris. Continue.
I couldn't be more appreciative of my time as an improv artist. It really came out of nowhere. I was not, you know, a theater kid in high school. I didn't participate in any plays. I was in choir, I think, in middle school for a brief period of time. What I remember very distinctly about choir is every time we had a performance, I was sick. And so I knew there was some, I became aware of some sort of self-manifestation of being sick for these performances. So that was kind of interesting and pretty early in terms of insightful, I think, about, you know, whatever, my own biophysiology. Improv is very different than stand-up comedy. And a lot of people, you know, like I can share, you know, I was a professional improv artist. They're like, say something funny. I said, well, okay, well, that doesn't really work that way, right? It's like the show, Whose Line Is It Anyway? You get on stage, you're with another improv artist, the audience gives you a location, a relationship, and then you go. And one of the things, a lot of people hear that and think, you know, get stressed out. I mean, that must be a very stressful situation. And the irony was, I would have the most unbelievably challenging, difficult, you know, showing up late on shows that I don't want to show up late on, just back to back, all of this stresses. And then I would go to improv on Friday night, actually the best mind release, because the reality, frankly, in life and especially on stage, is that the answers always come from the other person, right? It's your intent ability to listen to the other person. So in improv, the number one rule is yes and. And so no matter what they say, if you don't literally use the words yes and, you at least have to have the sentiment of yes and. Because think about it, you can have, think about how horribly you kill the scenario on stage where your partner is talking about the purple flying frog and it's your turn and you go, but frogs aren't purple and they can't fly, right? Like now this fun, exciting adventure down the purple flying frog journey is just done, right? It's just, and so there's a very good lesson in trying hard to get the word but out of your language. I'm not as good at it as I used to be. And there's a lot of value in removing the word but from what you say, because the word but, it breaks the bridge, right? So you're building a bridge with somebody, and let's say I'm like, hey, I love your shirt, but, well, now the fact that I love your shirt doesn't even matter, right? Like there's just no value there anymore. We're now focused on the negative, where you say, I like your shirt, and you know what? If you rolled your sleeves up, it looked really cool, like you had a cigarette pack there, right? Like that's an and, not a but. That's a bridge. Not, I don't know, an exploding of the bridge. And so anyway, I want to start on the comedy part because I think we have some kindred spirits there. The reason I'm here and in this amazing place that I happen to find myself, there are so many situations, and I'll kind of tell the story of the molecule that got me here, of writing the book that I didn't know how that was going to happen, of recording a summit, and I didn't know how that was happening. In fact, not only did I not know how that was going to happen, if we start, well, let's first start about the molecule. So I've been manufacturing a molecule since 1991. That molecule was discovered in 1985. The three scientists, and it was actually discovered here in Houston. That's where our lab is based. The three scientists who discovered that molecule won the Nobel Prize in 1996. For that discovery. So I started manufacturing that, and my business partner and I started manufacturing that molecule about 4 years, 5 years before they were awarded the Nobel Prize for that discovery. The molecule is amazing. The best way to describe it is think about a soccer ball where the lines on the soccer ball represent the bonds between the carbon atoms. So you have a spherical molecule of 60 carbon atoms. We call that molecule ESS60. It's absolutely an amazing molecule. And even to go back a little bit, so I started manufacturing this with my business partner in 1991. That's why we were both still in college. If you had said before college, hey, you're going to be a carbon nanomaterial manufacturer, right? I guess maybe back then I would have said, well, that's remotely possible, right? I don't see how it's going to happen, but I see that that's possible. So maybe that's the early, you know, excited phase of my youth going, that sounds reasonable. We'll do that. So I started a business. I knew I was going to start a business. I actually studied mechanical engineering because it was the fastest way to a larger salary so that I could save money and invest in a business that I was going to, you know, I was definitely going to be an entrepreneur. And you know, a couple things went wrong with that. As a mechanical engineer, I thought it would be 4 years. It turned out to be 6 years for me. I did end up with minors in computer science and math. The other thing that went wrong with that kind of plan going into college was that I started the business while I was still in college. I didn't actually get a chance to earn the engineering salary that I would ultimately use to invest in the company. My business partner, Robert, and I started manufacturing carbon nanomaterials when we were still in college. So my book, Live Longer and Better, your journey to living longer and better has never been more achievable than today, really tells all of this story. How is the molecule discovered? Our visits to the actual lab where they discovered the molecule, those guys winning the Nobel Prize, going to symposiums where the Nobel Prize laureates, right? I think it was before they actually had won their Nobel Prize, but future Nobel laureates are arguing vehemently in the middle of a conference with IBM researchers over kind of the data, which is just exciting, right? It was very different than I thought science was, right? I think you grow up, or I certainly grew up thinking, and really I was a very black and white thinker, right? Things were either yes or they were no. There was kind of no gray. I'm very much more mature than thinking that things are just black and white now. But at the time, I was like, it was a little shocking to see, like, ostensibly this is supposed to be a black or white situation. It's either good that we believe in the molecule or bad that we believe in the molecule. And here's two prominent scientists yelling at each other across the room, you know, that they've held, you know, the IBM group were detractors from the existence of this molecule. In the Smalley group, the group that won the Nobel Prize, later, they were like, look, you've slowed down the industry because you have so much respect in the scientific community that people actually are listening to you, believing this doesn't exist and not doing research on it. And so that's in the book. We had an explosion at our warehouse. So I try and teach as many lessons as I can. I always feel, I love the phrase that a wise man learns from his mistakes. A truly wise man learns from the mistakes of others, and maybe I can be a wise man and help other truly wise men by sharing my mistakes. So we had an explosion at the office. Things were so exciting in the beginning that there was one time that on the way back from the University of Houston, that's where I went to school, I fell asleep behind the wheel. Thankfully, nobody got hurt, not myself. Really what happened is I kind of woke up and the car that was in front of me was significantly closer, and there was an unbelievable shot of adrenaline through me. And I share that story to share how exciting things were, because that was a morning exam. I showed up at the office and worked a complete 8 hours after being so tired as to fall asleep behind the wheel. I was so excited when I got to the office, and I really still have a lot of that today, that I worked a complete 8 hours. So all of this is in the book. It's I think, a really good story. I think even the story behind how we put the book together, I knew I wanted to write a book. I don't really fancy myself a writer. So I was looking for a co-author. One day I'm on the phone with a gentleman by the name of Dr. Jerome Corsi, and it was a great conversation, but I found myself thinking, well, I don't know why I'm talking to this guy. I'm enjoying it. Maybe the call is going to end and I'll never talk to him again, or we'll be friends and we'll talk from time to time. The internet and Googled him, and it turns out he's a 2-time New York Times number one bestseller.
Wow.
So just to get to the New York Times bestseller list is Herculean effort, right? You've got to have a big network. You've got to have a great sales team.
Sure.
Right? And then
that's a major achievement. And as they say, you have to love your passion to live your passion. And you got to be pretty passionate. It's a lot of work, and it's a great accolade. Continue.
Yeah. So that's just to get on the list. Now, to get to number one, it's
even better.
Exponentially harder, right?
Right.
And he's done it twice. So kind of in my little mind, I was like, oh, that's why we're talking. He's going to be my co-author. And so I pitched the idea, and it worked out for what he was trying to accomplish and what I was doing. And so we wrote the book together. And in all earnesty, I thought it was going to be, hey, Dr. Jerome Corsi would interview me. He'd watch some of the interviews that I'd done online that I'd already seen. He would write the book. He would give it to me. I would read it. I would say, that's great. Let's publish it. In our first meeting, he was like, all right, Chris, so I'm going to need you to write down all of your stuff, like all of it. And I was like, okay, I guess I'm writing a book. And so I, you know, carved out the time, wrote the book. I felt good about the book, and I felt even better after Dr. Jerome Corsi, again, two-time New York Times number one bestseller, was like, you know, Chris, I really like your writing style. Like, you're self-deprecating. You're teaching lessons as often as you can. It's engaging. And so so quite proudly, that book, Live Longer and Better, is now on the market. And you know, part of that book is the journey from being a carbon nanomaterial scientist into the health space. So I think if you had suggested to me maybe 8 years ago, hey, Chris, you're going to be a longevity expert and you're going to be have a health supplement on the market, I would have been, Bill, I don't see how that's going to happen. Today I'm a happy-go-lucky carbon nanomaterial scientist. I don't see what the path looks like to get me to even having a supplement on the market, let alone being in the longevity space. But lo and behold, here I am. And that process is talked about in the book. So now, you know, really the study is the rats lived 90% longer than the control group, right? The single longest longevity experimental result in history. And our most consistent testimonials, people take the product in the morning, they report mental focus and energy during the day, and then better sleep that night. When this longevity study comes out, and when my business partner and I are like, okay, we actually resisted for 4 years. The supplement industry is extremely different. We'll call it challenged. I think that's a politically correct way to describe the supplement industry. and it's very different than delivering commercial quantities of carbon nanomaterials to research institutions around the world. We do that. We still do that to this day. But as this supplement comes out, my role really kind of in the marketing piece and the chief scientist is like, okay, 90% is extension of life. Like, that sounds like a lot, but is it? Like, what else is out there? What's the literature say? You start digging in. It turns out it's actually a really, really big deal. The next best way to live longer is calorie restriction. If you reduce your calorie consumption by 30%, you can extend your life by 30%. I call that the starve yourself one-third to death diet. Nobody signs up for that diet. Like, that's, you know, they'd rather do keto than the starve yourself one-third to death. Maybe they need marketing. That's what they need. But think about that. That's reduce your calorie consumption by 30% and extend your life by 30% compared to this research. Obviously, the study will never be recreated in humans because the study is too long. Even the rat study getting, you know, a 90% extension of life is twice as long as that experiment is supposed to go. But you know, that's from giving them this ESS60 molecule, this soccer ball shaped molecule dissolved in olive oil, and they live 90% longer. So turns out it's really a big deal. Like I mentioned, our most consistent testimonial involves sleep. So I start diving into sleep. And anytime I've ever accumulated information, you mentioned when I was kind of heading up the digital marketing agency, we had a podcast, the SEO Unknown Secrets to Internet Marketing, the SEO podcast. I always felt like it was important to give back information, to share the information that I've garnered. And I've always thought that for two reasons. One, just fundamentally, again, let the wiser man, the truly wise man, learn from my mistakes. But the other one is, you really only understand a subject, I believe, when you teach it. And it's in that moment that you're teaching it, in that process of teaching it, you cement those details in your head. So I cemented so many details in my head when I actually wrote this down in the book, when I actually kind of did that longevity summit. And so that's why that's why the book got written. And it's why I started kind of going down the path of the longevity summit. I don't know if this is a good place to pause if you've got any questions.
Actually, just a friendly reminder, and we have all kinds of time. We're just about at the 15-minute mark. So what I would love to have you do, and I hopefully feel comfortable that, you're welcome to come back. I'd love to have you go ahead and dissect, you know, about the longevity summit. And then when you get done talking, I'm not personally familiar, but I'm very familiar with several of the participants. So I'm anxious to hear whom the other 51 might be if you want to divulge that now. So I'll let you take it away on the longevity summit.
Yeah. So I think the same way about, you know, getting into the health space, becoming a longevity expert, I would have, you know, I don't know how that's going to happen. If Bill, you had said, even 7 months ago, if you had said, Chris, you need to do a longevity summit, you need to interview 55 experts. Those experts are going to include some of the most famous experts in the biohacking and longevity space. So that's like Dr. Stephen Gundry. He's a four-time New York Times bestselling author. He is a former practicing pediatric thoracic heart surgeon. So he did heart surgeries on children. Like, what a noble cause. Also, a very lucrative thing that you do. If you're a heart surgeon, you make a lot of money doing that, and people tend not to leave that career. He actually left that career because he realized he could deliver more value to more people, and he does that on a regular basis. And even till today, still sees patients 6 days a week. That guy's amazing. He had just finished a book called Gut Check. It wasn't launched when I interviewed him, but I got early access to the book. So got to discuss his new book, Gut Check. Stephen Gundry, Dave Asprey is the father of biohacking. He actually coined the phrase. You look on Wikipedia, it's attributed to Dave Asprey.
He does say that. But continue.
Yeah, a lot of people, some people may not be aware of him specifically, but often people are aware of Bulletproof Coffee.
Correct.
It's in cafes. It's a recipe.
Correct.
Well, Dave Asprey is the inventor of Bulletproof Coffee. And so, yeah, he's that big. And then Ben Greenfield is certainly lesser known among the groups of people who are not in the longevity and biohacking space.
Correct.
But is an unbelievable wealth of information. Like, he's written 14 books. Encyclopedic knowledge about supplements and processes and training and optimization and his recall is amazing. So if you had said, Bill, you had said, Chris, 7 months ago, Chris, you need to interview 55 people and it's going to include those three heavyweights. I would have said, Bill, I'm the kind of person who likes to set himself up for success, not failure. I don't know how I would do that. Like, I don't know how I could put those pieces together. And here I am on the other side of it, and that's exactly what we have. We have 55 experts, including Dr. Stephen Gundry, Dave Asprey, Ben Greenfield. Sergey Young is another one. He actually hangs out with Elon Musk and Peter Diamandis and Tony Robbins.
He does. Yes, continue.
Yeah, he's a pretty amazing person, and I got to interview him too. So the Longevity Summit actually launches next Monday, so February 26th through March 3rd. It's free to attend. You just need to give your name and your email. The format is every day of the week, we release 7 to 8 videos. It's 8 most days because I did so many interviews.
Correct.
And so you have access to whatever of those 8 videos you want to watch that day, or all 8. But if you miss it on that day, then there's an option to purchase the access to the whole summit, all of them. And I think it's like $99, and there's some 45 hours of unbelievable content about health and longevity and optimization, nutrition optimization, taking care of mold, like just really everything to have a longer and healthier life. Is included in that summit.
That's awesome, because for my folks, real quickly, my folks, I love my terminology, the people that I'm blessed that do listen into the show, how about that one?
Yeah.
This plays into what I've been calling for years my Maine, as in the state I reside in, Maine, M-A-I-N-E, advocacy program goes way back, and careers long ago, far away. I'm retired and all of that. So I, in my capacity now as Google ambassadorship, basically what it is it's a virtual mall. There is no mall. There is no brick and mortar, but it's like the summits and authors like Chris and the wares that they're offering. It's obviously to bring more attention direct to those said events. And then through a lot of interaction that we're working at the show with the interactive polls, daily questions, and when Chris has the time with his own schedule to come back and talk about his website's pretty extensive, folks. Make sure you check that out, too. Anyhow, this all plays into a really bigger program that we're all trying to do, increase each other's networks. So I love it. I love it. So, Chris, continue. I broke your train of thought there a little bit.
Yeah. So I've been on this kind of press tour of getting awareness of the summit out there. And thank you for having me on to make that happen.
It's our pleasure. It's our blessing. Yeah, continue.
And again, it's from February 26th through March 3rd. Some of the questions that I get, so I now have kind of amazing relationships with all sorts of people in the biohacking space, right, in the longevity space.
Correct.
And so I have conversations with them regularly. Sometimes it's on podcasts. Sometimes it's just on whatever regular broadcast that might be in. Sometimes it's just, you know, one-on-one conversations. And some of the things they were like is, you know, so did anything shocking come out of this longevity summit? Anything that kind of really blew you away? And I think, you know, one of the important pieces that I wanted to share, why I wanted to put this longevity summit together, was there's currently a quantum shift in how the medical community thinks about aging. I call it this longevity revolution, where we currently believe that aging involves chronological aging. So as we get older, it involves us living in some debilitated or infirmed state. And the medical community is changing that. That is not what the medical community currently thinks, or it's what they currently think, but it's not what they're going to be thinking, next year, next 5 years. What they're going to be thinking, you can live a lot longer and not in an infirm state. You don't have to be in an infirm state. And I'll share with you. So when I often share the initial results of that study, and by the way, it was out of the University of Paris, it's peer-reviewed, we provide the material to it, that study where the test subjects lived 90% longer than the control group, and those test subjects were Wistar rats, I typically get two responses. One, if they're New Yorkers, they're like, why would we want rats to live longer? Like, this is not
right.
Chris, you need to bury this research, and you're an evil person. I'm not even sure I want to keep talking to you. And then a lot of people say, well, why would I want to live longer? And for a while, this shocked me because I've always had in my mind that I wanted to live to 125, right?
Correct.
Which
Correct.
Is substantially older than what the average male lives right now. But I just always had that. And so as I started processing the information, I came to understand when you ask somebody if they wanted to live longer, a lot longer, what they're hearing is this question. Bill, in an infirmed and debilitated state, possibly losing your mind, how much longer would you like to live?
Correct. Right, if you're asking me, I'm sorry, if you were to ask me that directly, not much longer under that extreme condition, if it was hopeless and all of that. Correct. Continue.
Yeah, no, like another way to put it is, how long would you like to live dependent on other people dragging them down, right? I think that's
Correct.
What people
Correct.
Are really visualizing,
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
And the answer
Correct.
Is often, almost always, well, not long. Like, I'd like to get my affairs in order and then, you know, not be a burden on the people around me.
Correct.
But if I change that question and I say, Bill, if you had the same mental capacity that you have today, maybe even better, if you had the same physical capacity that you have today, maybe even better, then would you be interested in living a lot longer?
For sure, it's the proverbial fountain of youth. And then when we do get back together in another show, of course, that's the bridge to getting the body in tune to what its innate traits are with the combination of your great, science as well. Friendly reminder, you got plenty of time. You got 5 minutes left. I want to make sure before we sign off, just so nothing gets lost in the translation, to repeat all your particulars, and I'll let you segue out. You have plenty of time, Chris, 5 minutes. So go
yeah.
ahead.
So I guess let's just make sure that people, one, if they're interested in trying the product, they can do that. I've got something exciting I want to share about the book, and then also how they can get to the summit. So first, we made a link. Actually, I'm going to make this link real time because I didn't get a chance to make it beforehand. But
correct.
We're going to make a link for your audience, which is going to be myvitalc.com/Grandpa Bill.
Okay.
And if people go there, I'm going to hold on. If people go there, they often go, okay, well, what product might I be interested, you know, would you recommend trying? We actually have our ESS60 molecule, so that's the soccer ball-shaped molecule, in three different oils, olive oil, avocado oil, and MCT oil. We always recommend the olive oil for two reasons. The first is we're a research-based organization, and all
correct.
Of the research is in the ESS60 molecule in olive oil.
Correct.
Second, we can actually get more of the ESS60 molecule, the olive oil. And so those are the two reasons. One thing that's available on that page, again, it's myvitalc.com/Grandpa Bill. On that page, you'll find that you can save 25% on subscription. You can cancel at any time, so please take advantage of that discount. Don't worry. Our customer service team actually has 850 five-star reviews. They are not trained to talk you out of your subscription if you want to cancel. Just go ahead and take advantage of that discount. There's also a coupon code, and it's Grandpa Bill. That'll get you an additional $15 off of your initial order. So myvitalc.com/Grandpa Bill, and then $15 off. Let's talk about the book real quick. There is a website, livelongerandbetterbook.com. There you'll find a link back actually to the MyVitalC page. Or you find a link to Amazon. It is available on Amazon. It's $20 on Amazon. It's $20 on our site. What I would recommend, use that link, myvitalc.com/Grandpa Bill. Go into the menu structure, find the book. If you want a signed copy, it's $10 extra. If you want a copy signed by both Dr. Jerome Corsi and I, it's $15. 100% of that signature fee goes to a charity. That charity is OUR, Operation Underground Railroad. You may remember a movie recently called The Sound of Freedom, which addresses child sex trafficking. That's exactly
absolutely.
What Operation Underground Railroad addresses. I got to hear him speak before the movie, saw the movie, which is just emotional as hell, and then was just moved. So 100% of our signature fees goes to Operation Underground Railroad. And then also on that livelongerandbetterbook.com page, and I also see it in kind of your show notes, there's a link. There is a link to the summit. Again, that summit starts on Monday. It's free. You just need to give your name and your email. And I think that covers everything.
That's awesome, Chris. And first of all, thank you for being so benevolent. We greatly appreciate that. Real quickly, with about a couple of minutes here before we sign off, on my shows, the folks at the Workouts for Geriatrics love the fact that the avocado oil and the olive oil, we've talked about all of those. So, you know, that may resonate there for the obvious reasons, and we love that. And there's so much that I wish we had more in this episode. But, Chris, I'd love to have you back again. So before we sign off, we still got another quick minute. I ask everybody nowadays, you know, the precipice where the world's at. We got 90 seconds real quick. Tell everybody what we need to do, and it's all going to be good on the backside of maybe a little bit of turbulent water, and you got a minute to do so, Chris, and I'll let you go at that point.
All right, so I'm coming off of this longevity summit interviewing 55 experts. I asked every one of the 55 experts to give me two or three tips, and I aggregated the data. 33% said sleep, 52% said exercise, 52% said diet, 46% said mindset. I've got kind of a longer version of the story, but I think ultimately it's mindset. I can tell from kind of your energy and our interaction that Bill, you've got the right mindset to, if I need to figure out how to sleep, I'll get it. If I need to figure out how to get exercise, I'll get it. If I need to figure out how to diet, I'll figure it out. Mindset is the thing to work on, and there are ways to work on that mindset.
Perfect. And Chris, real quickly, we still got about 30 seconds.
Okay.
I am going to say goodbye to yourself. You'll have a copy about what we're just about to finish in less than a half an hour. And then I'll send you an email. And with your busy schedule, you can send me, so I don't forget, all those discount links and so forth, but we'll work that out. We'll work that out 10 seconds or less. I'll see everybody tomorrow. Bye-bye for now. Thanks for joining us today. We'll see you again tomorrow, and may God bless. Peace, everybody. Bye-bye.